Trump admin asks SCOTUS to end amnesty for over 300K Venezuelans. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 2, 2025. The Trump administration requested that the Supreme Court lift a judge's order blocking the administration from ending temporary protected status, TPS, amnesty for more than 300,000 Venezuelan migrants. On Thursday, U.S. Solicitor General Dean John Sauer asked the Supreme Court in an emergency appeal to block a ruling from California-based U.S. District Court Judge Edward Shenan to allow the Trump administration's plans to revoke the TPS protections to continue, according to Fox News. Per the outlet, Sauer described the ruling from Shenan as untenable. "The district court's reasoning is untenable," Sauer told the High Court, adding that the program implicates particularly discretionary, sensitive, and foreign policy-laden judgments of the executive branch regarding immigration policy. As Breitbart News reported, the emergency appeal comes after Chen issued a ruling at the end of March barring the Trump administration from revoking TPS amnesty for thousands of Venezuelan migrants, including Tren de Aragua gang members. Chen cited the migrants' economic activity as if that entitled them to legal status regardless of U.S. laws. "They have higher educational attainment than most U.S. citizens. 40 to 54% have bachelor degrees. Have higher labor participation rates, 80 to 96%. Because they are younger, on average, and annually contribute billions of dollars to the U.S. economy and pay hundreds of millions, if not billions, in Social Security taxes." CBS News reported that in February, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Christine Ohm revoked the designation of TPS amnesty status to thousands of Venezuelan migrants. Ohm's cancellation of TPS amnesty for thousands of Venezuelans, which would have been terminated in April, comes after former DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas extended TPS amnesty for roughly 850,000 migrants until 2026. So long as the order is in effect, the secretary must permit hundreds of thousands of Venezuelan nationals to remain in the country, notwithstanding her reasoned determination that doing so is contrary to the national interest, Sauer wrote in the emergency appeal.